Blog Talk Radio.
This is WSCIRO, Dr. Shirley Caniff here with my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Caniff.
Folks, how are you?
And this is, I think it's our, wow, I think it's our, I think it's our fourth show here on Blog Talk Radio, and I understand it comes right out of Israel, like Blog TV, and we are going to do a special segment from Blog TV called Surrender. So in about a 20 minutes period of time, we're going to go right into Blog Talk, not Blog Talk Radio, but Blog Talk, we're already here, but Blog TV. And the topic is surrender. And the show is Faith Talk Live Prayer with Dr. Cheryl and team. And I'm sitting with my number one person on the team, my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Cannon. And the topic's going to be surrender. And what you just heard was a familiar voice from you two. His name is Bono. He was singing song Magnificent. And from the new album that was just released in the United States a couple of days ago, called No Line on Horizon. And this is, you know, this song was primarily a typical U2 song, but, you know, I keep talking about U2 and on YouTube and also at different different shows that we've done because, you know, we talk about faith and then we prophesy out of inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord's been giving us several words at different times for Bono on YouTube about, you know, just a new strain of music coming. We believe it's coming from the Lord. If you've done your history on YouTube, and I talk more about this in blog, on, you know, on Blog TV, in Faith Talks Live Prayer, that they had a unique experience in the Holy Spirit as a team when they were all boys, and teenage boys, in the Mount Temple High School in Dublin. And the whole high school came under the inspiration and power of the Holy Spirit because, for the most part, they were in a prayer meeting, and you know, and the Lord just came in a powerful way and touched their lives individually as well as collectively in such a unique way. And I believe this is the inspiration that's behind you two, is the powerful presence of the Lord. And, of course, you know, people are not perfect. You know, we fall from time to time, but they've always seem to get back on the right track and keep progressing towards that, you know, towards, you know, the things of God. And every once in a while you'll hear in some of the past works of Bono and you too, you know, Jesus mentioned, the cross mentioned. I'll say that again later on in the broadcast. And I just felt that God was going to, you know, be bringing them to a higher level. And it's so funny, they were in a songwriting vein, and then they stopped, and then they, all of a sudden Bono says, because we've been getting emails from time to time from YouTube.com to keep us informed of the latest things that they're, you know, that they're doing with the group and everything. And so we were well aware of the fact that they were cutting out this album even last year. So we got a sense that this is not the last album, so I kind of tell them in Blog TV, Faith Talk Live Prayer, which you'll hear, that, you know, God, this is not the last album that they are doing. It's not their final album. And lo and behold, I get an email this morning, all right, and they're saying, Bono's telling the press that there's another album coming called Ascension, which some of the songs that they wrote didn't get on the No Line on Horizon. But the good thing about No Line on the Horizon is that Bono is a humanitarian. He's always been, you know, had a heart and love for the poor throughout the world, especially God's people. Very much influenced by Mother Teresa, and a social worker from, I believe, New Zealand. If I'm incorrect about this, correct me. I'm open to that. But it was a social worker who was really telling them about him and his wife about the need. This is back in the 80s, you know, really help the poor, you know, especially if they're going to be influencing millions of people through their music, you know. So they started doing aid and you know, farm aid, and it just kept the doors just kept opening up. Well, wouldn't you know that, let's see, he also, you know, was blessed by the Pope, John Paul II took notice. So this man has, you know, the front runner of YouTube, Bono, which is also, you know, his name is also Paul Hewson. he's had such a incredible incredible breakthroughs in his life where he's able to do this, and God's been tapping him on his shoulder, and to the point where he just follows, and throughout all of the songs that he's sung, there are many times that he's mentioned things about the Lord. And of course, what's really present in much of what U2 sings is that struggle between the flesh and the spirit. But then there's an incredible push into the higher love realm that we're all called to go to, which is the Lord, of course. So, Magnificent was, Bono just rededicating his voice back to the Lord and acknowledging the fact that, yes, God, his reason for existing is to sing for the Lord and to sing the songs. And there are times that he, says that he hasn't always been aware of this. And then all of a sudden, God just tapped on the shoulder. So if you hear the words, it's really amazing how yielded these guys are, It was really nice to see them on Dave Letterman and Every Day last week. This past week. So I'm just putting a plug into them, from our heart to their heart and to your heart. And, God is going to use these young men. They're our age, 48 and over. Well, actually, 48 and under, some of them are under. They really have a message for the world, and they are calling the young people to really stand for social justice in the realm of love, and, love comes from the Lord, and Jesus, of course, did it all for us. So, we're going to continue to pray for the band, and that the Lord will use them in a powerful way, and that they will get closer to the Lord as well as they bless others and bring and participate in bringing the kingdom to the earth. So I just want to share that with you, and if anybody wants to know more about how they can. Let's see. I'm just going to open up the album jacket here. Here we go. You can hear the papal crumple. Okay. If you, want to get in contact with U2 directly and find out what you can do to help out, the poor in the world or the Global Poverty Fund, first of all, buy the album, okay? We bought ours at Starbucks yesterday, and let's see, $1 went to the Global Fund automatically. So, could you imagine if millions and millions of these were sold? It'd be really, really great. Let's see. Yes, it says, they're really big in fighting AIDS and extreme poverty, and, if you really wanted to really be a part of this, you join the One campaign at www.oneone.org. And if you want to, really support the AIDS part of this, so that everybody, throughout the world, the women and children, especially in the impoverished countries, are dying of AIDS at a really rapid pace. If you want to support, to that fund so that there could be medicines available, feel free to visit www.joinred.com and buy anything red. They'll tell you what to buy and things like that. So, let's see. I'm looking down here because I thought I saw something very specific. Okay, for more information on U2 and where the concerts are going to be, because from what we understand, they're going to start a series of concert tours. It's going to be called the Big Kiss Tour. And the reason why that would give the future Big Kiss is because one of the songs on here is called Get Your Boots On. It talks about how we need to give the future a big kiss. But I'm not going to give that away. You need to buy the album, okay, and support the cause and support the Global Fund as well. And I think there's something on Facebook as well. And I think that's it for now. And Bono's birthday is coming up, okay. It's coming up in May, and if you want to support the African Well Fund. There is a group in Schenectady, New York, that actually had a fundraiser on March 2nd, 2009, and for the seventh straight year, the African Well Fund is giving YouTube fans the opportunity to change the world in honor of Ronald's May 10th birthday. The nonprofit is using the 70 days between the release of U2's new album, No Line on the Horizon, the album that I just talked about, and Ronald's birthday to collect money to fund water projects in Liberia. It says this year the African Well Fund is selling limited edition T-shirts and buttons to raise money for the birthday well that features this year's 70 days to change the world theme. Donations can also be made to the birthday well through the African Well Fund Build a Well for Bono's Birthday. And you can visit them, okay, to do this at http://www.africanwellfund.org/bono-well-2009, which is 2009.html. Okay, I'll put it in our blog section on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook comic section, and you should have that. So again, it's www.africanwellfund.org, and that's our lowercase / Bono, capital B-O-N-O, dash well, W, capital W-E-L-L, dash 2009.html. Okay. We're broadcasting live from the studios of WSCIRO, which is Sea Christian Internet Radio Outreach. Also in the studio of WSTKI-TV, which is Seek the Kingdom Internet Television of Greater Boston. But we're transitioning into the radio part of our outreach ministry, which is sponsored by Sea Christian Teaching and Worship Center of Greater Boston. And we're going to have probably one of the next, I wanted to do this in February, but we just never got around to it because we just started this whole radio thing, and we've been through a lot of transitions, like many of you have, with jobs. You know, I got blessed by a job. The Lord just put it in my heart to ask my boss. I drive buses for a living right now, and I write on the side. Hopefully the writing's going to take off. But the Lord put it in my heart to ask my boss for a raise, right? He says, if you have not, if you ask not. So well, I asked, and I let them know. I reminded them, you know how long I've been in this career and how, basically a good driver. And they seemed to agree with that, and that I was willing to do a little bit more, okay, to justify the pay increase, because my husband works for the same job and he took ill a little bit. Now he's coming into the recovery phase of the CML leukemia, and we actually gave a witness about that on Blog TV. So feel free to go to Faith Talks Live Prayer on Blog TV in the archive section, and you can find that testimony, I believe. Or go to youtube.com/ WSTK and WSCIRO, and all my videos, all of our videos that we ever did are also on YouTube in their full entirety. But the Lord will show me, I received not if I asked not, So I was very surprised that the answer was in the affirmative, and it came so fast. And so it's just, God just wants to meet us where we're at once we surrender to Him. And He has our best interest at heart. And the things that concern you concerns Him, because He made you and He loves you. So that's what I want to share. I want to share with you that tidbit of information, as if you didn't already know, before we go into the entire segment. Honey, is there anything that you want to say? Oh, yeah, before I I'll give this over to you, Jeff. The Lord showed me, that there's a special blessing over Israel. I mean, you know, it's, let's face it, we got Blog TV coming out of there, and it's free and available for people, you know, to use their skills in a respectable way. And it's just really wonderful how they God is using them in this area. And also the Blog Talk Radio. And he shows me in my heart, yeah, I really need to always lift up Israel, and, you know, because of just how God wants to bless the apple of his eye, and also wants to bless the spiritual Israel, which is the rest of the body of Christ, as the apple of his eye, too. So it's a win-win situation. And I was just looking for different kinds of material to bring on board before we go into Faith Talk Live Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. And this is from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, to confirm what the Lord just laid in my heart. Okay. This is concerning the new covenant. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. That's the days that we're in right now. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more, you know. And that's just the way that the Lord feels about Israel, okay? And, honey, do you want to say anything about that? We have about a couple more minutes before we go into Faith Talk Live Prayer with Dr. Cheryl and the team of Joe Daphne, which is the guitarist, and we had a new guest that came on, Vinny Bono. You'll really love him. We seem to all blend and feed off of each other in the Holy Spirit, and you know, we talk more about the musical instruments that we bring to the worship. Our worship space, because, you know, God wants to be glorified, and, you know, he really loves when his people want to glorify him in, you know, in song and the tambourine and the dance. So that's what's going to be happening in a couple of minutes. But, honey, before we go into that, did you have anything that you wanted to say? Just even say hi.
Hi, Irvin. Hey, folks.
Just so you know that I'm not making this up.
Well, the one thing God really wants of you is to surrender to him.
Yes, yes.
It's real simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Submit yourself to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And let him reign over all aspects of your life. And this, for some of you, this need for surrender may mean your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A few weeks, like you may hear in our next segment, but I was very critically sick at the end of January. But before I got to the doctor, I went to God and I said to him, I don't know, I threw myself prostrate on the bed, face down, and as I was going there, I said, God, I don't know what's wrong. I surrender to you my body, mind, soul, and spirit, and confound the wise.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday I called the doctor's office, made an appointment for Tuesday. Tuesday went in, and there's a lot more detail, but he didn't like what he saw when he looked at me. He came to two conclusions. It was either cancer or diabetes. He didn't have any of his diagnostics done. He took the blood for a blood test, and the laboratory called him the following morning to advise him of the seriousness of the results. He called us and sent me to the emergency room of the Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is an affiliate hospital of the Dana Fiber Cancer Institute. And in a nutshell, if I hadn't surrendered to God, it might have killed me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we just want to just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and how you're continuing to balance out the blood with this new targeted therapy. It's not even chemo. Jeff was on chemo for 1 week, and chemo, and most treatments are enough to kill people because it's actually poison.
It wasn't even bringing it low enough fast enough. so they decided to change it.
Yeah. An experimental drug.
Clinical study.
Yeah, and most of the time, Gleevec, the drug Gleevec, is the one that would
approved.
Do the trick.
Well,
yeah.
There's four things that are approved for the treatment of the kind of cancer I had.
Mm-hmm.
One was chemotherapy, and one was interferon.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was bone marrow transplant, and then next one was Gleevec, which is first targeted type of medicine,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then a trial one.
Yes.
But the doctors doing the study on me got results that really surprised them because they got results faster than they were expecting them. The drug had only been in trial for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
So it's a relatively new drug. It has yet to be approved for general use,
mm-hmm.
But it's under its clinical testing period right now.
Yeah. And so what they found with the drug that Jeff is on for the targeted therapy, they isolated it in his bone marrow to the gene called the Philadelphia chromosome? Yeah. And on genes,
It's a different gene because
mm-hmm.
Gene number 22 transposes up onto, other way around, gene 9 transposed some of its elements onto gene 22, and it created a different enzyme that had disastrous results of increasing the white blood cell count at a rapid rate,
mm-hmm.
and this eventually affected all the genes
mm-hmm.
in my bone marrow.
Mm-hmm. Which you were all discussing in some crisis, the blast crisis, yeah.
Yeah, and there's different stages. And mm-hmm. if I had waited any longer, I probably would have moved into the more serious stage.
And what this targeted therapy did was it just split the switch like a light, and it just told the cells to stop producing this enzyme.
Clean them up.
Yeah, clean them up. So we just want to thank God for what he's doing. And before we go into the segment, we're in the next couple of, we have actually about three broadcasts that we do, three more broadcasts that we are scheduled to do for the month of March. And I believe probably in the next two, we're going to primarily concentrate on fundraising. We have an outreach television station that we've got to increase on, and we have some things that are not going to be as expensive, but we still have to raise funds. Where See Christian Teaching Outreach Ministries is we're doing business as that, the See Christian Teaching and Worship Center, and we have a 501c3, but we'll talk more about that in our next broadcast, and when we start the fundraising. And for those who want to be our guests, or have something to contribute to our future broadcast, the guest call-in number, and I'll say this on every broadcast, is 718-664-6360. Again, 718-664-6360. And at some point, we'll be able to do live chat. I still need to know how that feature would work as we are airing. So those are some great things. I think that probably when we're doing the fundraising, we'll have the chat section up, and we can interact more with the audience. We love to do that. We love to do that on Blog TV when the chat is on. Sometimes we get a few stragglers that want to make life difficult for us, but we set the rules, and they got to follow. We got to be nice. We can't swear or whatever. This is Christian radio, first of all. It's not just anything goes here. Yeah. But anyways, that's that. And then we're going to talk in greater detail about the different ways that one can fundraise. We have different. It's just not all about just making a donation, but we have creative ways we want to teach you and show you how, as you are helping our ministry, you'll be able to help your ministry out too by using your talents to promote product for your ministry. One that we're going to mention more of in the days ahead through video and through Blog Talk Radio is Zazzle.com. We have an account with Zazzle, and I've been able to make some commissions just by referring people, but to offer, you know, our site as a way for people to make, to design apparel for, you know, for social cause. And then you can't go wrong with that. That's ministry in a nutshell. And then we have other things that we are going to do, but I don't want to give them away. But if you, we also have a bookstore, okay? And if it's Harvest Victory House, hvh.deepershopping.com. We got our Blog Talk Radio going on live on there, and also the archives when we after the broadcast, the initial broadcast. So you know, when you visit HVH, V as in Victory, hvh.deepershopping.com, you will actually hear us in our archive broadcast. So you will never miss us. You can also find out more about Zazzle there too, because we have a Zazzle widget. But you know, we've read the Shack, and I've actually given the Shack to my daughter Jacqueline, who is having a really hard time right now focusing on the things of God, but she's struggling in her youthfulness, and she's got a praying mom and dad, and we know that God is going to call her back. You know, she was disenchanted with the church, like we all have been from time to time, but still wanting that relationship with Jesus. And after we read the Shack, I'm like, this book is for Jacqueline. She loves to read, and guess what? She's just about done with the Shack. It's given her the book 2 days ago. So I can't wait till we have dialogue with her. So keep my daughter and our daughter in your prayers as well. So without further ado, we are going to go over to Faith Talks Live Prayer with Dr. Cheryl and the team. And we want to see people on Facebook. Just, you know, type in Dr. Shirley McCannis, and it'll bring my page up. And then we have a group, Secret Teaching and Worship Center. Type that in as well if you want to join it. We would love to have you. And you know, we just love this privilege of being able to, you know, just participate with the King of the Universe. And to air the things of the kingdom. It's just such a privilege, you know. So we just ask the Lord that the Lord would just extend his hand of blessing right now upon you, the viewing audience, as you could come into our prayer room live, well, with an archive broadcast of Blog TV. But we are going to surrender everything over to the Lord. And, you know, you'll never be the same again.
I am making my way on this journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom, the kingdom where from my God I will never depart. And I'm in la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my God. La 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 la.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Cannis here at the studios of WSTKITV of Stoughton. And we are here with our worship team. We have a treat because we have a guest. His name is Vinny Bono, V-O-N-O, not Bono. You hear about Bono. Bono is B-O-N-O, okay? But, you know, I wanted to speak about Bono and the guys and the boys. They're here in the United States, and just in case you haven't saw them, they are doing a new album that they produced. It took some time to do, called No Light on the Horizon. And they've been playing on David Letterman since last night. They're going to do it the whole entire week. And, you know, the reason why I decided to plug them is because I am an avid YouTube fan, okay? In my early days, my sweet Christ days, every time I wanted more of God, I just listened to YouTube and I thought better, you know? Then I find out when I'm doing some research on them, why do I like YouTube? What is it about YouTube songs that get me close to the Lord? Every once in a while, he'll sneak in the word Jesus, and you know, he'll talk about the cross, and these are all these things that, you know, are part of Christianity.
Then I find out that in 1978, when the boys were all going to high school together at Temple Mount High School in Dublin, I think it was Dublin, Ireland, they had a Jesus experience. The whole school was under the power of the Holy Spirit, and you know, the Holy Spirit was a Holy Spirit breakout, and it so affected them that they went into music, and then something happened where they felt called to do something else, and people thought they were walking away from the Lord. But I really believe that God wanted to send them out through their music because He knew what the world needed at the time that He was sending them out. Okay. And I know there's some people that are thinking, well, gee, they just walked away from Christianity. No, they went to a place, a realm in the spirit where, you know, the Lord gave them a lot of songs about social justice and really getting a hold of the heart of man and pointing them to a higher love, okay? And I had a word from Mono a while ago that the Lord was going to, you know, the Lord knows his heart. And he has done a lot of work for Africa, and he continues to do a lot of work for Africa. That's what he does when he's not singing, him and his wife Allie and the four kids. And what's happening is that, you know, they've gotten everybody excited about, you know, building up Africa, digging the wells and everything. And I just, just wanted to, you know, tip my hat off to them because I want to do things like that. And, you know, I know that as a rock star, they can do that because they have all the money, you know, they make the money, but he's doing it from his own salary and making connections all over the world. So, you know, I just wanted to put a plug in for them, no light on the horizon. But there's another word that the Lord say of Bono, this is not even the last album, you think it's going to be the last album? You just began to hit that new level that God wants you to go to. I hear acoustic guitars, you hear it on the background, this is prophetic, but I'm hearing and I'm getting a sense that in that song, Surrender, God brought you to another plane, another level, you're coming back to where you left off with Him in the area of songwriting, okay? The area of worshiping unto the Lord and bringing the whole world into it. Lord, show me also that even though you don't need to, the Lord's going to use that song surrender to spearhead a spiritual revolution, a revelation. The Lord's going to give you a lot more revelation. You have revelations that you haven't even shared. And the Lord is saying that there's going to be a time when it's going to come right to you. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to talk about it in your song to communicate it. People want to know. They're getting drawn to the songs by the Holy Spirit. Although some of it has the flavor of the world, people coming out of the world into another realm. But the Lord is going to show you the days ahead just how to get there and stay there. If it's something you want to, you don't want to leave it. You don't want to leave this new thing. Place the Lord has you in. But I'm telling you, take him by the hand. It's all of him, and he wants to bring you and the boys back to where you started. It's going to be not the same. It's going to be better than you ever imagined. And this generation is going to come to a greater place. And I hear some of the, right now, the naysayers saying, how could God use them? They are kind of putting up two senses, but the Lord is saying you're coming up, you're embracing people where they're at. And, you know, most people in the body of Christ should be more like you, too. So I just wanted to give that word. I hope it comes out in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send this right to you. Hope you get it, please. That'd be wonderful. And, we are not only just going to be broadcasting, I'm going back to them, my human audience. I'm going to say hi to YouTube, you know, and friends and subscribers at YouTube and Facebook and anybody else that came across our channel. You know, we talked about occupying the territory the last couple of broadcasts through faith, through worship, through, we didn't do surrender, but tonight, surrender. We're going to surrender everything. We are in the season of Lent. You know, we are Catholic That's our family, our origin, but we're also Christian, okay? We not only believe in the sacraments of the Holy Catholic Church, but we also believe in the Word of God as the inspired Word of God by the Holy Spirit, but that God sent his Holy Spirit through Jesus to begin the church, and he released all these gifts within us so they fill out in the man to be strengthened in the area of liturgical worship, in the area of the sacraments, in the area of the Word of God, and in the area of worship and whatever else the Lord wants to show us, because we want to be open to what the Lord wants to do. We are multidimensional Christians. We are not one-dimensional, okay? We have five senses, and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and we are infused, in our spirit when we see them, okay? The Father breathes into us. This is the Holy Spirit, okay? I want to say hi to Israel, and I would pray for the peace of Jerusalem every time he's ready, everyone, to listen to Israel, okay? And then I'll come back later on and talk more about how people can jump on the bandwagon. If you're a YouTube fan and a lover of Jesus, how you can help Bono on his birthday establish for Liberia. can do the chaos of our lives, Lord. Lord, for many people are prophesying along and saying that, you know, this chaos and this judgment upon this world because of, you know, the actions of man. But Lord, you loved us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son, that he who believeth upon Jesus will have new life. They will never die, but they would have life and have it abundantly. And Lord, we know you've done it all. We just have to embrace that reality in your word and in the sacraments of the church and in our prayers and in our, the way that we live our lives. But we haven't always done the right thing, Lord, as a body, as members living in this world, Lord. But we ask you, Jesus, to step into the chaos of our lives and bring divine order into this chaos, Lord, called human existence.
Lord, let this what I am in glory, lead me to change. When we offer up and we fast, send us from the house, whether it's handy, whether it's an email. Lord. Ask the Lord to come and soften your heart. Give him those negative emotions. His anger, give it to him. His frustration, give it to the Lord. And say, Jesus, I give you my frustration with giving up this candy, with giving my frustration with giving up my emails, give you my anger.
Yeah.
He'll take it away. Ask him to replace it with his love, his joy. And need his word. Start with a song, Psalm 2 and 3. You've been sitting on a pit, yet you are, and the Lord can clean you all. When we often give up our sacrifices, it hurts. The attachment to him is what it is. We want to feel those attachments with Jesus. Be attached to Jesus. He fills us with his love. And he changes our hearts. Makes our hearts soft. So we surrender that to you, Jesus. Follow him. All those attachments we surrender to you, Lord. So that this Lent, we may become closer to you. The Father from the world. Father from this world, and then closer to you, Jesus. The world around us is falling apart. It's falling apart. And the ultimate cost of it is you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. surrender is to take it to Jesus as an offering. As an offering. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus as an offering. Lord, we want to be blessed in the world. Blessed in the world.
Yeah, Lord, we want to live more on that. And I just get a sense that what God is doing right now, last week we saw that the Lord wanted to set people free. And we're usually diluting the spirit of fear. And right now I'm getting a sense that there's been, I guess, a word manipulation, and I'm seeing this magnified out over the body of Christ, that there's, you know, people who have been in ministry, and I mean, you're a Baptist believer, you have some kind of ministry. Ministries per se is not a program, but for the people that lead ministries into programs, okay, and not flowing from the heart. And the Lord wants to set you free of the body of Christ in general, just when as you surrender and wait upon Him in worship of the spirit of manipulation as it changed the ministry. Because you know, when there's a spirit of control and manipulation there, the Lord can't get in there. Like they're like walls, and the Lord just wants to crumble them. I saw Him crumble in them, and then I saw it like this glory coming over the heads of the people and throughout the world who love the Lord. And the Lord is showing me that, you know, that this manipulation, this control has been the divisive thing that's been, you know, separating the body of Christ from receiving the fullness of what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Many unnecessary illnesses, many unnecessary deaths, spiritual as well as physical, have resulted because this kept the hand of the Lord from, you know, coming over God's people, or coming in a timely fashion. It's delayed. God's still God, but it's delayed the magnitude of the glory and what the glory is supposed to be in this day and age for such a time as this. So, you know, if we participate in any way, or if we spoke, allow it to happen, because we're afraid to speak up, Lord, I just want to surrender. I want to repent of that myself. And I'm standing in the gap for my brothers and sisters who maybe don't feel that they're a part of, they were ever a part of this, but Lord, if they feel this way, they participate in some point, Lord, their atmosphere of protection, if they're not coming to full charge of it. So we want to break that spirit, trying to find it, spirit in their behalf, a spirit of deception in Jesus' holy name. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please go to Jesus, first of all, over this entire broadcast and over those who are watching, over the whole body of Christ, whether you're Jew, Catholic, or the Christian from another denomination. We are all in the family together, whether we like it or not. You know, and Lord, as we walk deeper in your presence, as we see more of you, let us ever look forward to and
bring
one another in your love, for your love is the thing that we want, it's the thing that we go after.
Yeah. Just like in your natural family, you can't pick your brothers and sisters. So in the body of Christ, only God the Father and Jesus and Holy Spirit are picking your brothers and sisters. You've got to argue with them, right? Go to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and talk to God.
Jeff and I, we're not praying this because we have not experienced. We've experienced this in our own lives. We recently had a situation on Saturday, I believe, right? During outreach, and it's something that happens periodically from time to time, and we're wondering each time, is this deliberate? You know, are we being pushed around? Or, you know, you don't want to get into yourself when you're doing outreach. But it's just that when there's a miscommunication, when people are all doing different things and they want a certain amount of space and nobody knows really, you know, where to, the proper leadership protocols are, things can get a little messy, right? And the test was, a certain person kept coming around and asked me,
Is everything okay? Is everything all right? Thank God that Jeff and Dan said, she says, focus on what she needs to do. And the Lord kept telling me, don't say anything. Don't give in. Just pray for peace, you know. Maintain composure. Just pray. Because, you know, I felt like the enemy was right there trying to work through the situation to get me to say something negative or speak my mind that would be taken in the wrong way. And we have to do things in love, you know. And at one point, the next day, the same person came up to me. I didn't approach this person, and the Lord gave me the right word to talk to her about certain things, what the Lord wants. But I didn't want to even get into that, because I felt like God's Holy Spirit was wanting to do something sovereign. Most of the time, we don't have to speak about anything, especially if we have that prayer connection. You know, the prayer draws the Holy Spirit into the situation. And he can do the work quicker than if we step in there with our human will, human emotion, human words, human mind, and mess it all up. It brings great chaos to the situation that you have. And that's what it's all about divine order and divine intervention. So we just want to just, that's why we're here. We want to bring divine order, divine intervention into the circumstances of our ordinary life, which can be chaotic. You know, it says in Scripture when you praise and worship the Lord, you sing it twice. And, you know, so many things happen when we're worshiping the Lord. There's been studies that say that when people are in the presence of relaxing music, that their DNA changes. People get healed of diseases. So within that's our secretary there. So when we're in the Holy Spirit and we're bringing our whole being to the Lord through song, the Lord comes into our heart and our life and infuses, gives us the Holy Spirit infusion of His presence in every cell of our body, right, is affected, okay? And the name to measure light, different kind of light frequencies in worship. And dancing actually spins, emotion, you know, when you're, it spins our, the electrons in our, the movement of dance, it moves us inside, and something happens in our 12, that the very nature of electrons. It actually, causes a spin in a certain direction. And usually when people hear the bad music, it goes opposite, like in a negative. When you're listening to God music and you worship and you're in tune to the frequency of heaven, something happens to our electromagnetic field, and, because we're getting so infused with the light from heaven. So it's really wonderful to worship. I mean, a lot of wonderful things happen to you in the worship. That's why people, women, men too, because the confidence is because they're in the flow, And I think elderly people look so cute in the glory, when the glory falls. Everybody becomes younger, and I just get so happy as a succeeder. That's why I squeeze their cheeks. They're so cute. Everybody gets cute in the glory. We're never the same. We go from glory to glory and grace to grace. Music has that effect on you. And it doesn't matter if you're singing songs to the Lord, although that's the highest form of worship. But, even when people sing songs to each other, and especially if they're love songs, not the other kind of song, but, The innocent love songs. It makes people feel good, Because of what's going on there. So I just want to encourage you to worship. Worship the King. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Healing can happen in the glory and in the world. Your body, mind, soul, spirit, will, and emotion. Your age, the aging process, everybody's wondering, how come I look younger than normal, I look younger than I did when I was 25. It's because I may have more weight, but the glory flows down the aging process.
It is good to pray in the Lord and make music. I'm not Over the dirt and the